This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Welcome, Bruchim Abam, to the Kol Agra de Perka. And this week we're going to be on Zoom, but Baruch Hashem, things are heading in the right direction. And we hope to see everybody again personally soon. Parshas Tazria Metzora. We want to speak, actually this year is going to have two segments. So it's going to be two separate shiurim. And we'd like to speak about the inyan of the Koyach HaDibur. As it is known that the Parshas Tazria Metzora, which speak about Tzaras, Tzaras is a punishment for a number of different chataim, most notably Lashon Hara. The Gemara says in Erechin Tezvav Amid Beis, Ba'amar Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara Negoim Boim Olav. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, the leprosy plagues him. Shenemar Meloshni Baseis Re'eh, one who badmouths his friend in secret, Oysoi Atzmis, him I will cut off. And the Lashon of Atzmis, it says in reference to Tzaras, it says Letzmisus, which is Meturgam Lechalutin, and Chalutin is a type of punishment for Metzora Muchlat. And as Reish Lakish famously says, Maidach Siv, Zois Tia Toiras HaMetzora, Zois Tia Toirasoi Shal Moitzi Shemra, that Tzaras is a punishment for someone who is Moitzi Shemra. And therefore we would like to speak today about the Koyach HaDibur in general. As the Gemara is telling us that one who abuses and misuses the Koyach HaDibur is punished with Tzaras, which is such a severe punishment that the Gemara says it's Chashuv Kames. And more in the second segment we're going to investigate that which David HaMelech reveals to us in Tehillim. He says, Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim? Who is the man who desires life? Life refers to Olam Haba, eternal life. Who desires eternal life? Oyev Yomim L'Ra'is Tov, who loves days to see good, that refers to this world. The secret is Netzar L'Shoin Chameira, God, guard your tongue from evil, Usfasech Hamedav Yemirma, and your lips from speaking deceit. So apparently David HaMelech is saying the key to living a long life, the key to having a good life, is guarding your mouth, guarding your speech, and that will make a person eligible for the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be happy and well ba'olam haba uva'olam hazeh. And we know that the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan, who is named after these words of David HaMelech, Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, because of his famous sefer Chafetz Chaim, devoted his life, among other things, but he put a special emphasis on the Koyach HaDibur in general. Because not only did he write the Sefer Chafetz Chaim about the laws of Lashon Hara, not only did he write the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon about the Musar and the Hashkafa of guarding one's mouth, but the Chafetz Chaim also wrote a Sefer called Choyvas HaShmira, which talks about the importance of guarding your mouth. And the Chafetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Zachar LeMiriam, to remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam. And in the Sefer Zachar LeMiriam, the Chafetz Chaim has a personal observation. He says, Hinei b'chesed Hashem Yisbarach higati l'gvurais. Through the kindness of Hashem, I reached gvurais, 80s. V'chamad kol yomai lo hisachti dati melezboinein oidois chilek hadibur b'chlalai. And kemat, my whole life, I never diverted my mind from contemplating the subject of speech. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim had a fascination with the Koyach HaDibur. Not only did he feel that it was important to teach Klal Yisrael the Choymer of the Isser of Lashon Hara and the Schar for Shmiras HaLashon, but Chafetz Chaim was very interested and he had a fascination with the Koyach HaDibur in general. So let's begin by making a number of observations about Dibur, about speaking, and this great faculty. The Gemara in Erechin says on Daf Tesvav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Ma'idichsev, what does the pasuk mean? Ma'yiten lacha, u'ma'yosef lach, lashon remia. What could he give to you? What could be added to you? Language of deceit. Amar loy hakadosh baruch hu lelashon. The Ribbono Shel has a conversation with the tongue. And the Ribbono Shel is instilling a certain value and knowledge to the tongue. And Ribbono Shel says, Kalei varav shel adam zekufim, v'ata mutal, all the limbs of the body are erect, are vertical. The heart is positioned vertically. The kidneys are positioned vertically. The lungs are positioned vertically. The ears are positioned vertically. All the limbs of a body, the legs, are positioned vertically. Except for one, the tongue. The tongue is positioned horizontally. It's the only limb that is positioned horizontally. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Kol ivarav shel adam mibachutz, all of man's limbs are on the outside. The limbs, the hands, the feet, the ears, they're all outward, except for the tongue, v'ata mibifnim. V'loy oy, not only that, ela shehi kafti l'chashtei choymois, I surrounded you with two walls, acha shel etzem, one of bone, v'acha shel basar, and one of flesh. The bone are the teeth, the lips are the flesh. What is the Gemara telling us here? What is the message of the Gemara? That all the limbs are vertical and the tongue is horizontal, all the limbs are on the outside and the tongue is on the inside, all the limbs are available and the tongue is protected with two walls. Says the Maharal, the fact, because the tongue is created and is primed to chas v'sham speak lashon hara, and Hashem created man with perfection, without deficiency, God doesn't want man to be predisposed to evil, so Hashem fixed the tongue, that it should not be so predisposed to evil, so that the limb, which could produce lashon hara, is horizontal. What does horizontal mean? Horizontal means not in use. When a person is horizontal, either they're dead or they're sleeping, but they're not active. The position horizontal symbolizes that it's passive. God made the tongue horizontal so that we recognize that it's not meant to use unless you need it. A tongue is like a gun. Just because you have a gun license and you carry one doesn't mean you should use it. You have it just in case. So too a tongue. A tongue is a weapon. A tongue is a sword. A tongue is a gun. A tongue should only be used in case you need it. You need to learn, you need to daven, you need to cheer someone up, you need to buy something, good. So you wake it up from its slumber. But then the next thing you need to know is that it is protected by two walls. Meaning you can't just have a weapon of mass destruction that's available that you could just access without any thought. So the first thing you need to do is, okay, so the tongue is sleeping. Okay, tongue, wake up! So you have to open up the basar, or you have to open up the teeth. If your lips are closed and your teeth are open, so you need to open up your lips as well. And then you could unleash the sleeping tongue. You wake it up, you pry open the lips, you pry open the teeth, and then and only then are you able to use the tongue. In fact, the pasuk says in Koheles, Chayfer gumatz ba'yipayil faretz gader yishechenu nachash. One who digs a hole could fall into it. One who breaches a fence will be bitten by a snake. The Kli Yakar teaches us that, remember Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into a pit, and we say about the pit, V'habor reik in bay mayim. The pit was empty, there was no water, but mayim ein bay nechashim v'akrabim yesh bay. Now why was Yosef HaTzadik thrown into a pit that had snakes and scorpions. Why? So the Kli Yakar says that we find that Balei HaLashon, people who speak Lashon Hara, are punished by snakes. Like the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Ha'am Beloikim Uva Moshe. The people spoke against God and against Moshe. And what was the punishment? The Nachash came. The Nachash is always there to speak those who speak Lashon Hara, to punish those who speak Lashon Hara. Because really, the Nachash was the first one who spoke Lashon Hara. So he's the instrument that avenges those who speak Lashon Hara. So Yosef HaTzadik spoke about the brothers, and therefore he was thrown into a pit of snakes. Now, why specifically snakes? Because the Pasuk says, Upoiretz Goder! When you open the fence, what's the fence? Every tongue has two fences, the lips and the teeth. God says, I created a safety guard around your weapon, your teeth and your lips. Why do you open them? Why do you breach the fence? When you breach a fence, the snakes come in. Likewise, if you breach the fence and you speak Lashon Hara, you are endangering yourself to allow entry to the snakes. And that is the deeper meaning of Poiretz Goder Yeshchenu Nachash. But we find in Parshas Chukas, Vayishalach Hashem Ba'am Hanachais Hanachashim Hasarafim. And Rashi says, Yavai Nachash, let the snake come, who was punished because he was Moitzi Diba, and he pays and gives a punishment to those who speak Lashon Hara. Okay. But now, says the Shvilei Pinchas, this gives us a deeper insight into the punishment of the Baal Lashon Hara. What is the punishment of the Baal Lashon Hara? So we say, Badad Yeshev Michutz Lamachane Moshavai. Kol Yimei Asher Hanega Bo Yitmata Mehu Badad Yeshev Michutz Lamachane Moshavai. All the days that the Nega are in him, he will be tameh. He will sit by himself in isolation. Michutz lamachane, says Rashi, chutz legimel machanois, outside of the three camps. He has to be sent. He is considered the most tameh of all the tumais. He has to leave the machane shechina. He has to leave the machane leviyah, and he has to leave the machane Yisrael. What is the significance? What is the message of leaving all three camps? Well, says the Shvilei Pinchas, a very interesting idea. When someone speaks Lashon Hara, their tongue naturally, by default, rests in what we call the Machane Shechina, in the innermost sanctum. He then releases his tongue to bypass the Kodesh HaKadoshim and go past the teeth into the Machane Leviyah. Then he speaks and he allows the tongue even to go into the Machane Yisrael. So because he allows his tongue to leave all the Machanois and to go free and to break out of the Machane Shechina and to speak Dvarim B'Telim, because Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a tongue that when you need to use it, you let it out and then you bring it back into the Machane Shechina. It should be at default within the Shalosh Machanos. But the Metzora is punished with Negaim because he used his tongue to speak Dvar Masurim and he broke the two walls, the teeth and the lips, to stroll about the Shalosh Machanos. And therefore, the punishment is, we say, leave all three Machanos. Leave Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, and Machane Yisrael. Okay, Marv Raboisai. And now, I want to share with you an amazing Shlach HaKadosh based on the Psukim in Shir HaShirim. Take a look at this. The Pasuk says, Shir HaShirim Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis, Shihi Nayech Ki Eider HaKitzuvois She'olum in Harachza Shakulam masimois vishakulain bohem. Your teeth are like a flock that are set, that came up from being washed. They're all perfect. There is no mum in them. Okay, a very romantic compliment. We know that this is the what the Chassan Ribon Shalom tells Klal Yisrael, the praise, the Shevach of the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Knesset Yisrael. But what's most notable is that we have an almost identical pasuk a few prakim later in Parak Vav, pasuk Vav, Shehi na'yech ki eder harachelim, your teeth are like a flock of rams, she'alum in harachza, she'akulam masimois v'sha'akulam ein bohem. So first we have a compliment that our teeth are like a flock that is set, and then a compliment that your teeth are like a flock of rams. What is the significance of these two psukim? Says the Shla HaKadosh, this is to teach us of the great praise of Klal Yisrael. And that is, what are the two great zechusim of Klal Yisrael? Avoida and Torah. We know in the zechus of Avoida, we have access to Eretz Yisrael. Not only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, but even when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the parshios of Karbanos take the place of Avoida. Now, we have a tradition that Jewish people have 32 teeth. So what do you mean, Jewish people? That's right. We have a tradition that Akum have a different number of teeth. You should try it. Go into the supermarket one day, and if you see an Akum, ask him to open up his mouth, take out your cell phone, put it on flash, and take some pictures, and you'll see that Yisraelim and Oivdei Koychavim u'Mazalos, they have different number of teeth. But our tradition is we have 32 teeth, 16 on the top and 16 on the bottom. Well, Shinayach Ke'eder HaRachelim. The pasuk Shinayach Ke'eder HaRachelim refers to the 16 karbanos a week. We have 14 tamidim every day, karban tamid shel shachar, and karban tamid shel bein arbayim. That's 14. And Hashabos, we have Shnei Chavosim B'nei Shana. So how many teeth, how many karbanos a week? 16 karbanos a week. So one set of teeth corresponds to Avoida. Then you have Shinayach Ke'edar Aktsuvos Torah. How many Aliyos do you have a week? 3 on Monday, 3 on Thursday, 3 Shabbos by Mincha, and 7 Shabbos morning, a total of 16. A total of 16. So we have 16 bottom teeth, keneged, the 16 karbanos a week, and 16 top teeth, keneged, the 16 aliyos a week. What do we learn from there? That means our teeth are meant, and our mouth is meant, either for Torah or for Avoda. Otherwise, it doesn't really have a function. God did not give it to us for other purposes. So if your speech falls under the category of Torah or Avoda, great. Otherwise, speak to your dentist if you feel that you have other things that you really need to discuss. Then there's some dentists out there that could really rip you off with dental implants and maybe have another set of teeth put in. But the teeth that the Lord put into your mouth are either for Torah or for Avoida. Otherwise, the tongue is at rest. We say to the tongue, Schluff gesund, sleep well. We'll wake you up when we need you. But Marv Raboisai, we're going to analyze this a little bit further in the second shir, but as we know that when God created man, dirt from the Adama, he blew into his nostril the living spirit, and man became a nefesh chaya, which the Targum Onkelos translates as leruach memalala, a speaking being. Marv Raboisai, let's analyze what is the significance of the 32 teeth. Let us begin, friends, with an astounding comment of the Sefer HaYetzira. The Sefer HaYetzira writes in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that God created the world with 32 pathways of wisdom. The very beginning of the Sefer HaYetzira is B'shloishim u'shtayim nesivois pliois chachma, in 32 wondrous pathways of wisdom. Choykeik ka Hashem Tzevakos Elokei Yisrael Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam Kel Shakai, Rachum V'Chanon, Ram V'Nisa, Shoichein Ad, Maroim V'Kadosh Shemai. The Ribbon Shalom created the world with 32 pathways of wisdom, Ubara Esaylamai B'Shloisha Svarim, and he created the world with 3 books, B'Sefer, B'Sefer, V'Sipor. Okay. So God created the world with 32 byways and pathways of wisdom. Says Rav Yosef Giktilia Nesharei Oira, that how do we know God created the world with 32 pathways of wisdom? Because if you look in Masa Bereishis, you will find Elohim 32 times. Keneged the Lamed Beis Pliois Chachma. Times Elohim appears in Perek Aleph of Bereishis. The final one is Vayar Elohim es kol asher asa vihine toiv ma'od. God saw everything and it was very good. Vayi erev, vayi voiker, yoim hashishi. Vayi chosh ma'arav, vayi chal Elohim. Vayi chal Elohim. Elohim is done. And from there on, we have Yudke Vavke. And the Shayori says, V'ata b'ni p'kachei necha ra'ei. And now, my son, open your eyes and you'll see how each one of the pathways of the 32 Nesivos Chachma is sealed with the seal Elohim to indicate that whatever Hashem created, the Masa Bereishis, whatever Hashem created, the Masa Bereishis, and Besoid Kol Nosiv Nivra, every pathway of wisdom is sealed with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pretty amazing. Now, let's understand for a moment. Let's understand for a moment the Eser Sfirois. Let's understand what is the significance of the 32 pathways of wisdom. The Sefer Yetzirah explains that the 10 Sfirois, the 10 Sfirois, and the 22 Oisiois of the Torah are the 32 pathways of wisdom. In other words, as follows. God created the world with 32 pathways of wisdom. What's the significance of that? The 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. By the way, the Noam Elimelech brings the number 20, that we know that when Hashem created the world, He had to confine Himself to create the world. Hashem had to be mitzamtzem atzmai, so to speak. And where did Hashem confine Himself? So the Noam Elimelech says he heard from his rabbiim that Hashem confined Himself in the Oisiyos HaTorah. That's the expression. When we talk about Hashem and we apply to Him, so to speak, human adjectives, but we just mean it as an allegory, we use the expression kiviyachal, as if to say. Where does that phrase kiviyachal come from? Chaf Beis Yachal, with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, God is able. So the 32 pathways of wisdom are formed and created by the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis and the 10 Sfirois. Now the 10 Sfirois, the Gemara in Chagiga teaches us, are really the 10 Mamoros with which Hashem created the world. Look in the Marsha, in Masechta Chagiga, we know, Ba'asara Mamoros Nivra Olam, God created the world with 10 statements. And the Gemara asks, there are only 9 Vayomers in Bereishis, and the Gemara says, Bereishis, Nami Mamarhu, the word Bereishis, is also a statement. I just saw in a Sefer on Perkei Avos, Yadoi Bakoil. It could be Yadoi Bakoil, it's even Reb Chaim Falaji, actually. I wasn't sure who wrote it. I saw a very old Sefer on Perkei Avos, and I did not have in my notes who wrote it. But he says an interesting thing. The Gemara says, Bereishis Nami Mamarhu. Bereishis could be rearranged to read Be'areshes, with utterance, with speech. Be'areshes. Bereishis Be'areshes. So that's how we know Bereishis Nami Mamarhu. So you have 10 statements with which Hashem created the world, and the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. These are the 32 pathways of wisdom. Comes the holy Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero. We know him as the author of the Tomer Devora, but his magnum opus is the Paradeis Rimonim. And he says, I know this not only from tradition, I know this from dissection. So, Marv Rabbeisai, don't take my word for it. When the shir is over, If you want to dissect someone's brain, then you'll be able to confirm what we're learning, but you just have to make sure you pick someone sheyesh loy moyach bekarkadai. Otherwise, this is not going to work. But the Ramak says that the Chachmei Hanitoyach teach us, ki lamid beis nesivois nimshachim e'amoyach el hagof. The same way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with 32 pathways of wisdom, the Ribbono Shel Olam created man with 32 general pathways from the brain to the body to be merames to the 32 pathways of wisdom that are explained in the Shaar Nesivos. And from those 32 passageways from the brain, it leads to the 32 teeth. Now that doesn't mean every tooth has a nerve that goes up from the tooth to the brain, but symbolically, there's some kind of general pathway that represents the 32 Nesivos Chachma that lead from the Mayach to the Shinayim. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, what is the significance of this? Says the Holy Shla, Dibur is very close to Machshava. Therefore, we have to be so careful that all of our Diburim emanate from Chachma. Since the Mayach has 32 pathways from the Mayach to the Shinayim, that comes to teach that Dibur and Shinayim have to be emanating from Chachma. If they're not emanating from Chachma, don't use the Peh. The 32 Shinayim correspond to the 32 Nesivos Chachma. Dibur has to be Mekoiroi B'Seichel. Now listen carefully to how the Shla interprets the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kol Yomai Godalti Bein HaChachomim, all my life I grew up among the wise. And the perspective of Chachma of the Adam allows for Dibur. But, so mitzad chachma, dibur is toiv. Kol yomai godalti ben hachachomim. And from the tzad of chachma, dibur is toiv. However, loy matzosi laguf eloshtika. But if the dibur is coming from the guf, then don't use it. It's better to be silent. That's loy matzosi laguf toiv eloshtika. For the body, when speech is coming from the body, it should not come. Meaning, Ella, loy matzos guf toiv, Ella is retracting on what we said. I grew up among the Chachomim, and since I grew up among the Chachomim, Dibur is good. But when it, avo matzosi laguf, when it comes to the body, Ella shtika, we have to retract the Kayach HaDibur. And we have to say it is only, it is not admirable. Mitzad haguf, it's not good. Mitzad hachochma, Dibur is good. So here the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, so to speak, a weapon. The weapon is the tongue. It's naturally, at default, horizontal, which means it's there in case you need it. You have two guards, you have the teeth and the lips. When you are poyreitz goder, yishchenu nachash. When somebody speaks lashon hara, and he allows the tongue to go out of the lips and out of the teeth, so then the punishment is the snake. We have 16 teeth on the top, 16 on the bottom. 16 on the top correspond to 16 karbonos a week. 16 on the bottom correspond to 16 aliyos a week. Then we have this wondrous idea that the 32 teeth are connected to the 32 pathways of wisdom of the Mayach, which represent the 32 nesivos of Elohim with which Ribbono Shel Olam used to create the world. And therefore that indicates that the teeth should be used for Chachma, for Torah. Kol yomai gadalti ben hachachomim. When it comes to Chachma, Dibur is good. But loy matzosi laguf toiv elashtika. But for the body, what is best is silent. So this gives us some of the depth and some of the phenomenon and the wonders of the Koyach HaDibur. And if we're zoicha to use our mouths properly, l'toiro, l'tfilo, we will be zoicha to the promise of David HaMelech, mi ha'isha chafetz chayim, oyev yomim l'rois toiv netzar l'shoin chmeira. This is part one, and stay tuned for part two. It's coming up very soon. It's coming up today. In fact, it's coming up right now. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.